You are listening to the Super Mamas Getting Tired podcast. I'm your host, Tori Henderson, and this is episode 165. All links and show notes can be found by going to lifecoachingforparents.com/165.
Welcome to the Super Mom is Getting Tired podcast. This show is designed for moms who invest everything into parenting, but get overwhelmed, lost, and resentful. Listen and learn how to unburden yourself. Feel calm, full of energy, and in control. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach, teacher, and recovering supermom, Tori Henderson.
Hello, supermoms. I hope you are staying warm and doing well. I just got back from a roommate reunion up in Napa. I was up with my college roommates. It was so fun to see everybody. It had been ages, because you know, when you're raising kids, it's so busy that it's hard to find time to like kind of prioritize those friendships with people that have moved far away or don't live nearby you anymore. And so it was so nice because I were kind of all in the empty nest or emptying nest stage of life, and everybody has a little more free time. And so it was so fun to get to go away, but now I am stuck in the Bay because there's a blizzard going on back at home in the mountains. And so I have to wait for the blizzard to stop before I can drive back home. So I am sitting in my car in the rain, ready to talk about the Enneagram Type 6, also known as the Loyalist, the Faithful Guardian, the Skeptic, the Doubter. We're going to learn a little bit more about this wonderful type called the 6. So type sixes are dutiful and committed to their systems, their groups, their relationships, and their beliefs. And sixes will hold on to these longer than other types. So if you've got somebody who is holding on to a relationship long after they should, a friendship, maybe a job, that you're like, oh my gosh, you've been complaining about this job for 25 years and yet you won't leave, they might be a six, okay? So once sixes align themselves with people and institutions they trust, they can make excellent team players who are well-liked, loyal, and detail-oriented. They take pleasure in being cooperative and can be endearing, friendly, and funny companions. Sixes work hard to protect their kids, their colleagues, their friends, and their loved ones. That's why they're called the loyalist. But they do it by staying alert and vigilant, anticipating and preparing for what could go wrong. I just remember this listening to this woman's a conversation when she was in Costa Rica, and she's walking around the pool and she's like, yes, mom, we're wearing our sunscreen. Yes, mom, the kids are wearing mosquito repellent. No, mom, we haven't seen any snakes. So that sounded to me like an Enneagram 6 is mom who was loving her daughter and her grandchildren by worrying about them, by staying alert and vigilant and anticipating problems. Sixes love to identify as a mom because there's such a social structure around that it feels sort of comfortable and safe. They enjoy creating a stable home environment to raise their kids in. That six moms like feeling connected to their community and do a good job of creating community for their children. They join churches and PTAs. They volunteer as troop leader, room mom, coach, and carpool organizer. These sixes help the world go round, okay? They are very dedicated and loyal and responsible. Type sixes are security oriented. So it can be hard to identify a type six from the outside. If I am just looking, like as a life coach or just a friend, it's hard to know whether someone's a six because it's all about their motivation. And the six motivation is about trying to find security and safety. So when they're considering what to do, how to solve a problem, and what decisions to make, they look outside of themselves for the answer. They believe that external authority figures are supposed to take care of everything, but they cannot be trusted to do so. Okay, I'm going to repeat that sentence because it is so key to this type. That external authority figures are supposed to take care of everything, but they simultaneously cannot be trusted to do so. This back and forth of wanting to trust external authority, but simultaneously not trusting it creates anxiety. Okay. So if you've got someone whose kids are in Catholic school and they trust the Catholic church and system to do a good job of educating their kids, but they don't trust the priest to be alone with their children without molesting them. This is a prime example of what it's like to be this Enneagram 6, where I want to trust the authorities, but at the same time, I don't trust the authorities. So sixes have come to believe that they don't have the inner resources required to get through life on their own. So they need the support of friends, families, religious groups, jobs, political affiliations, and social media support in order to feel safe. Fitting in feels safe. Sixes worry about the worst case scenarios, what might go wrong, before committing to a course of action. So their internal committee causes them to second guess and create self-doubt. So a mantra for the Enneagram Type 6 might be hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And I can remember having that mantra of like, well, I'm just going to expect everything to go wrong. And so then when it doesn't, I'm pleasantly surprised. So because sixes have so many fears, they're the most courageous of all types because they're constantly using bravery to face life's what ifs. They live life, move forward, and get things done despite their fear. If you haven't figured this out yet, type six is the most contradicting of all types. It's sort of confusing. They trust authority but rebel against it. They are anxious and courageous. They are optimistic and pessimistic. It makes it hard to identify their type. So we'll get down to the core root cause, the core fear of an Enneagram 6 is to be without support or guidance. They have a fear of facing fear on their own. The core desire of the type 6 is to believe that they are safe and secure. And the core motivation is to feel confident, secure, and in control, to be able to trust themselves to make good decisions. Like this is sort of the lifelong desire of the Enneagram 6 is to be able to learn how to trust themselves and not need that external authority to come in and tell you whether it's okay or not, that what you think and believe to be true is true, right? Everyone wants to trust themselves, but the sixes especially struggle with that. So this fear of being without support can manifest in various ways, leading them to seek reassurance from others and to form strong bonds with people they trust. So when I was going through this Enneagram 6, I really thought I was a 9 just from my cursory glance. But as I did a deep dive into the 6, I could really see myself. I've always said I am a support group person. Like when I became a mom, like I wanted to go to be with other people who were at the same stage of life with the same struggles. I'm always, whenever I feel nervous or stressed, I am looking for external authority. It bugs my husband because he says, why do you trust me? Why do you have to, like, we were scuba diving or zip lining or something in Costa Rica. And I was nervous. And so I'm looking to the guide, the teacher, and I want to follow the rules and do what he's telling me and do exactly words. And my husband will tell me what to do to feel safe, but I disregard him because I want the authority figure. And if I don't have authority, then I definitely want somebody else, a peer, who can tell me this is the right thing or the wrong thing to do. I struggled so much putting together my website when I first became a life coach, and especially my About Me page, because I couldn't copy anybody else's. Nobody was telling me what to do. There was no rule book. And I kept wanting there to be, and I would get stuck on these smallest little decisions of, should I say this or that? And I just wanted somebody to tell me what to do. It's So I really see myself in this six type. I certainly had a ton of fear. I certainly was really good at imagining the worst case scenarios, and learning to trust my inner guidance was a very valuable journey for me to learn. So these fears and a fear of not having support, it can show up differently for different people. It depends on, so if you're studying the Enneagram, there's also like subtypes or instincts. They have wings. Like, you can really go down a rabbit hole if you're interested. So I'm just trying to keep this as like a general overview for, and specific gear it towards parents. But so one thing you might see in the Enneagram type six is you might see sixes seeking reassurance by caring about their physical image, by valuing physical power and typical cultural ideas of beauty. So if they look the part, then they can feel safe, right? If they look the way they think society tells them they should look, that's one way that sixes seek security. Another way sixes might seek reassurance is by focusing on careers and making money. So sixes typically control the finances in the family because they want that feeling of control, and have, sometimes they want external symbols of success like houses, cars, maybe belonging to a specific church, community, or a school affiliation. So you sort of look for those external validations of that you belong. And the third way a six might seek reassurance is by questioning authority. Now, this sounds strange, but it's this contradictory relationship with authority where I want to trust it, but I don't trust it. So they might complain, question, and rebel against the systems, but not leave them. The six is the most likely to hang on to an unhealthy relationship, an unhealthy career, an organization that's just like dragging them through the mud, or even a belief that they will hang on to this belief even when they're suffering, even when it's no longer working. They're the most likely of all the types to suffer from tall poppy syndrome, which is an Australian term used to describe how people are attacked, criticized, resented, or cut down when they're more successful than their peers. So sixes feel safest when they achieve success within a group, or the group achieves success, because they feel very vulnerable standing apart from their peers. So that's how you can differentiate a three from a six, because sixes can be very achievement-oriented and success-driven, but they want the whole group to achieve, where the three doesn't mind standing apart from the crowd. And so there's sort of this humbleness and humility that can come with a six sometimes, because they don't necessarily want to achieve separate from everybody else. So I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Michelle. So Michelle was burned out with a capital B. She was burned out at her job. Okay. She wasn't burned out on motherhood so much as she was her career. Every day she would calculate how many more years she needed to work until she could retire. She'd be constantly rearranging the formulas, hoping to find a way to follow her heart's desire and just get out. She scanned job boards, took promotions, and entertained new career paths, trying to find the path to freedom that felt safe. She had obviously chosen a career that made her feel very safe, because it was like this big organization, very kind of secure and predictable, as sixes like to have. So the committee in Michelle's head was filled with opinions about how irresponsible it would be to leave, how she just needed to suck it up for another 8 years so she could retire with her benefits, that the fear of defying her internal committee felt dangerous. This idea of being irresponsible feeling dangerous, right? So when she came to life coaching, what we did is we learned to question the messages that this scared committee was sending her. So she realized that no amount of job searching was helping her calm down the fear of going against the grain and trusting her inner guidance. There was this element of trust that was just missing for her. it was so clear that her higher self was telling her it was time to go. Like, she knew what she wanted, but she had learned at a young age to ignore her gut and trust external authority. So together, we discovered internal and external voices that validated her desire to leave her job. She craved social support, so we found social support. She met with a financial advisor who walked through the numbers with her, showing her that she would be fine to leave and how that would work. She started hanging out with friends who had made similar career shifts in midlife rather than just the one voice in her head that said it was a bad idea. We found people that had done it and survived. They were not dying. They were not living in the street and pushing a shopping cart under a bridge. So the more Michelle could listen to podcasts and find mentors who encouraged her to trust her gut, the calmer she felt and the more she started to see that trusting herself could be a safe choice and she could leave her job while also feeling safe. But I remember the day I mentioned the word sabbatical. She repeated this word back to me. She's like, sabbatical. That's a thing. People do that. She took this breath in and her whole body relaxed because suddenly her radical, irresponsible idea of leaving her job had a word. Knowing that there was a precedent of other responsible, hardworking people who had taken a break from their careers and called it a sabbatical made it okay for her to do it too. It has now been 1 year since she left her job and she is loving her life so much that she's planning to extend her sabbatical for another year. So, sixes are working on trusting their inner guidance. And until they can get in touch with this inner voice, this gut instinct, then sixes are like a ping pong ball that's constantly shuttling back and forth between whatever influence is hitting the hardest in any given moment. You might have parents that say you're too lax and easygoing, and then you've got other parents who say you're too strict and harsh, and you go on Facebook groups and you look for parenting tips and you get advice all over the map, and it's super confusing for sixes who just want one straight answer. Sixes want their family members to share beliefs with them so that they feel safe. When families have different political, ideological, or religious perspectives, it can be very hard for them to adapt and accept. So if you are struggle at the holidays to have your family come together and have topics come up that where people disagree, you can, this is probably a good test to find out which of your family members are type sixes. It's those who are stressed out about the fact that not everybody agrees because they want the family to be in agreement. And if they're not, they feel scared. And so if you've got a family member who struggles with your inability to agree with them, they're probably a six. Here's an example. Joanna was raised by a conservative religious family and a military father. Expectations were very clear for her growing up, and punishments were strictly enforced for those who did not conform to the familial expectations. It took a lot of personal work and therapy for Joanna to trust her inner guidance and leave her religion because that felt like the right thing to do for her, right? She wasn't taught to listen to her gut. And so she had to learn that, and leaving her religion was difficult, but life-changing and empowering work. So when she became a mom, she really looked forward to giving her kids freedom to choose their own spiritual path and build a relationship with a higher power that was special to them. So when her son decided he wanted to join the religion that she fought so hard to leave, she panicked. Joanna also had a hard time when her kids would misbehave because she knew she didn't want to be punitive like her dad was. And so she was more lenient and understanding and compassionate. But when her kids acted up, all she could think was like, do you know how lucky you are? Do you know what my dad would have done in this situation? She wanted them to be grateful and appreciate how nice she was. But instead, her kids were rude and dismissive of her authority, kind of taking advantage of her kindness. So Joanna felt powerless because the only tool she had in her tool belt was something she didn't want to use. So when she came to life coaching, together we worked on building new tools for getting kids to listen and obey. She found her calm leadership energy and she used it to get the respect she deserved. And she realized that allowing her kids to listen to their own inner guidance means they might choose the religion that she worked so hard to leave, and learning how to make peace with that and allow them to kind of enter into their own journey and their own ability to trust their gut. It's hard work, people, but it is very worth it because you get to live in peace and harmony and get your kids to obey you when you want them to. Sixes are strong and weak, trusting and distrusting, defenders and provokers, aggressive and passive, bullies and weaklings. Sixes are on the defensive and they're on the offensive. They are thinkers and doers, believers and doubters, etc., etc., etc. It is this contradictory picture that is characteristic of sixes. So the biggest problem for sixes is they try to build safety in the environment without resolving their own emotional insecurities. So if it's like trying to control things that you don't have the power to control as a way to feel safe is just a recipe for anxiety because it's never going to work and it's going to be very frustrating. So when you learn to face your anxieties, then you can understand that although the world is always changing and is by nature uncertain, you can be serene and courageous in any circumstance. And remember picking up this mantra that was so powerful for me, which is, I trust myself to rise to any occasion that presents itself. And it was with that I could breathe and I could learn and remember that, like, yeah, I am pretty good in a crisis. And like when there's a real life dangerous situation, I totally rise to that. I don't need to plan and prepare and predict for all the possible things that could go wrong, because I can trust myself to rise to that occasion when it shows up. And sixes can attain the greatest gift of all when they do their work, which is a sense of peace with themselves despite the uncertainties of life. So sort of like learning to recognize, like, life is always going to be uncertain and I get to choose how I want to feel about that. And how I feel about that is determined by how I think about it. So believing I can trust myself to rise to any future occasions that might show up is a huge relief to a six. Here are three questions to determine if you might be a six, because like I said, it's a very confusing, contradictory time. Number one, do you constantly anticipate multiple scenarios, thinking about what could go wrong and trying to plan so that this will not occur? Number two, is it difficult to imagine a best case scenario or a positive future? I was just coaching an 18-year-old on this. She got asked out on a date and all her brain could come up with was all the things that could go wrong. And I said, well, what if things don't go wrong? Like, what if it goes well? And she had absolutely no synaptic activity in that part of her brain. And so she's like, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to start imagining like things actually going well. And it's just one of those things that you don't know you're doing it until somebody calls you out on it and points it out to you. And you're like, oh my gosh, you're right. I have no like optimistic pictures in my head. And so we have to like really purposely create it. All right. And the third question to ask yourself to determine if you might be a six is, do you feel anxious frequently and intensely? If so, you are my people. You are my person. I get you. All right. So struggles that Enneagram type sixes may have while parenting. Number one, overprotection constantly worrying about what could go wrong and feeling responsible to protect the children from scary, mistrusting world causes us to be helicopter parents, to be very protective and cautious and, yeah, not want to take risks. Number two is a struggle that Enneagram sixes might have is that anxious parenting may cause kids to have a fearful and mistrusting worldview. So we can subconsciously teach our kids to be hypervigilant and anxious without really knowing we're doing that, just because we see the world that way. Number three is a fear of independence. Now, luckily I didn't have this one, but maybe it's because I did my work before then. I don't know. But some parents can micromanage kids' lives, preventing them from learning from life's experiences or thinking independently from you. And so it kind of goes back to that helicopter parenting of like, I don't want my kids to have a negative emotion, a negative experience, to get bad grades. I don't want their friends to be mean to them. And so we sort of fear our kids learning from life because we want to prevent and protect them from having bad experiences or negative emotions or like thinking that, you know, a bad grade is going to mean failure for them or they're going to lose their confidence in themselves and all this. So we just kind of like don't trust our kids to learn the right lesson from life experience. And so we want to control that environment. So struggles that type sixes can have, number one is overprotection. Number two is subconsciously teaching kids to be anxious and hypervigilant, which I think is why we sort of have a generation of, you know, teenagers and college kids who are very anxious and hypervigilant because we mommies grew up in a helicopter culture and society. And so if everybody else is hypervigilant and that feels like good parenting, then you're just fitting in with your society. Group and your culture, and then the kids are coming up with some social anxieties and things. All right, and number three is this fear of independence, the fear of like letting your kids just learn from their mistakes and not trying to like control what lessons they take from it. Number four is seeking external authority from parenting experts. This happened to me. I was reading all these parenting books, trying to figure out what the right thing to do was, and getting super confused because everybody had different ideas. So when you seek external authority, you might be looking at your family, your parents, that you might ask them, what's the right way to parent my kids? But they have a different opinion than your siblings and your neighbors and the teachers at school and the parenting experts. And when everybody at the park doesn't agree that on how to parent the kids, it leads to self-doubt and anxiety when groups disagree with one another. So that's number four. Number five is difficulty setting boundaries for fear of rejection and breaking the emotional bond. So I didn't have trouble with this as much, I think, because of my teaching background. But this sort of indecision, analysis paralysis, not really knowing the right thing to do, looking to external authorities, but also rebelling against it. It can leave kids confused about what the rules are because mom's confused about what the rules are. So those are kind of five struggles that type sixes can have. And what sixes use life coaching for, number one, the most valuable thing is to learn to trust their own inner guidance. Number two, to learn to trust that the world is a safe place. And to give equal time to the idea that good things can happen just as often, if not more, than bad things happening. And number three, sixes use life coaching to become less anxious and more in control. Because that feeling of being out of control comes from trying to control things you don't have control over. And so when you can focus on the things you have power over, it makes it a lot easier to feel safe and in control. In health, sixes are intellectual and insightful. They have learned to trust their own inner authority rather than look to other people to keep them safe. As a result, they are confident, calm, and resilient, connecting with others in a deep, steady, and warm-hearted way. They are clear and courageous, trusting their ability to look after themselves. In stress, sixes are fearful when their kids start to individuate and create values that are different from mom. They can experience a lot of anxiety and frenzy while trying to control things they have no control over. And they engage in continuous worst-case scenario thinking and imagine all the bad things that could possibly happen. So here are three small action steps that sixes can take today to feel more trusting and safe. Number one, bring your brain into the present moment. And this is my favorite way to do it. So if you're feeling at all anxious right now, do it with me. Look around you. Name five things you see in front of you. For example, I see a steering wheel. I see trees. I see raindrops. I see my computer and windshield wipers. Then you ask yourself, am I in any immediate danger? And what your brain does is it starts to scan. Is there anyone standing over me with a hatchet, a knife, a gun? Nope. Is there a snake coiled up about to pounce? Nope. No mountain lions. I am safe. And so when you can convince your brain that in this moment you are safe, then you can take a deep breath in and reassure yourself that in this moment, all is well. And all we ever have is this present moment. So learning to bring your brain out of the future and into the present is a helpful exercise for the anxious six. Number two, learn about the law of attraction and practice imagining things going well. So people who are anxious sixes feel like worrying is like healthy preparation. Like, I'm a good mom because I'm worried about my children and I'm anticipating bad things happening. I'm being cautious. I'm being responsible. There's sort of an intermixing of this sort of negative with a positive spin on it, right? Like, a good parent worries about their kids. I definitely had that one. But the law of attraction teaches you that that doesn't work that way, that imagining positive outcome actually helps create positive outcome. And so if you can learn more about the law of attraction and practice feeling good, start trusting, releasing the fear and going to love instead, letting go of worry, shifting to love and trust in yourself, trusting the world, then the law of attraction teaches you like this is what creates positive outcomes, not worrying. So it's a whole other shift and it's really good for Enneagram type sixes. And the third small action step that you can take today is this Supermom Challenge that I created. Because what the Supermom Challenge does is it connects you with your inner guidance and you can learn to listen to this voice of your higher self. And we use desire to tap into that voice. And so there's like this little journal exercise you do every day for 14 days that helps the six trust their own inner wisdom instead of external authorities. So you can sign up for that at lifecoachingforparents.com/challenge. So the three small steps are one, bring your brain into the present moment. Two, learn more about the law of attraction. And for that, you can just go on YouTube and type in like law of attraction. It's very easy. You can listen to recordings and stuff. It's out there, everywhere. You can read books, movies, it's all there. And then the third thing is this Supermom Challenge that I created to help connect you with your higher self. So if you are a type six and you are struggling with anxiety and difficulty trusting yourself and others, if you have this relationship with authority that is sort of conflictual, like I trust it, but I don't trust it. I'm in a system, but I'm rebelling against it. I'm stuck in a system or a relationship that is causing me misery, but I can't leave it. Then give me a call because I get you. And there is a way to feel better and learn how to feel safe in this crazy world. So I will love you and leave you. And if you want to jump in the Facebook group and continue this conversation, you can go to the Super Mom is Getting Tired Facebook group, and I will see you there. Take care and have a great rest of your day.
Want a free life coaching session? Go to lifecoachingforparents.com and schedule yours today. And thank you so much for listening. I would love it if you would subscribe and share these podcasts with your friends. If you have a question you'd like me to answer on the air, go to lifecoachingforparents.com/recordmyquestion, and you can send me a voicemail recording or write me an email, and I'll answer it on the air. Thanks again. Have a great day.